From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Republican U.S. presidential hopefuls took aim Thursday at frontrunner Donald Trump in a contentious debate in Michigan, a state soon to hold a primary election. The debate began with a question about criticism from the party's most recent nominee, Mitt Romney. In a speech Thursday, Romney called Trump a con man and a phony. Asked to respond to the criticism, Trump dismissed Romney as a failed candidate. According to state media, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has ordered his military to be ready to use its nuclear weapons at any moment. According to a report in the Korean Central News Agency, Mr. Kim also threatened to carry out a preemptive attack on his nation's enemies, saying the current situation on the Korean Peninsula is very precarious. European Council President Donald Tusk says the number of migrants crossing the Aegean Sea from Turkey to EU territory remains too high. He says further measures are needed to curb it. British Prime Minister David Cameron, meanwhile, announced new funding to help resettle migrants in the French port city of Calais. Lisa Bryant reports.
Prime Minister Cameron announced about $24 million in additional support for authorities in Calais, where migrants have clashed with demolition teams in a sprawling shantytown called The Jungle.
The money will go towards efforts to move people from the camps in Calais to facilities elsewhere in France, and we will fund joint work to return migrants not in need of protection to their home countries.
Cameron spoke after talks in northern France with President François Hollande amid deepening European divisions over how to handle the thousands of migrants who continue to arrive in the EU. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
And for more on that and other stories, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A military court in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, has sentenced to death a former journalist who helped al-Shabaab kill five fellow reporters in Mogadishu. According to the court verdict, Hassan Hanafi assisted the Islamist militant group by identifying possible targets among journalists between 2007 and 2011. The human rights group Amnesty International is accusing Russian and Syrian forces of deliberately targeting Syrian hospitals and medical facilities with airstrikes. Amnesty says it has evidence of attacks on six healthcare facilities. Three civilians were killed in the attacks and 44 wounded. Meanwhile, the United Nations Special Envoy for Syria is saying the ceasefire there is largely holding. Lisa Schlein reports.
UN Special Envoy Stefan de Mistura says the cessation of hostilities in Syria lasted for 6 days, noting this is one of the longest periods of relative calm in Syria's 5 years of war.
Unfortunately, we have to admit, like in every cessation of hostility or ceasefire, and in particular in this one, there are still a number of places where fighting has continued.
De Mistura says UN personnel are closely monitoring what is happening on the ground. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Ukraine's foreign minister Pavlo Klimkin reported no breakthrough in talks Thursday in Paris on the disputes with Russia in the eastern part of his country. He said he believes the Russians are not ready to discuss anything in detail. Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov said nothing as he walked past microphones and reporters after the meeting. Klimkin told reporters the talks with the Russian, French, and German foreign ministers were lively but very difficult, especially on the issue of Ukrainians being held prisoner by Russian-backed rebels in the east. He said security is a need in the region.
The point I made specially, the necessity of providing security in the run-up to the future elections. Security first. Without security, we can't deliver on anything further. And in this sense, we need bold and robust international component on the ground.
Pavlo Klimkin. UN and African Union leaders are strongly urging Sudan to grant freedom of movement to peacekeepers and aid workers in Darfur. Thousands of people are homeless in Darfur because of fighting there. Ban Ki-moon and Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma said there is no military solution to the conflict in Darfur and called for negotiations on a cessation of hostilities. Taking a look at market activities on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were higher at the close of trade today. European markets were down. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.